Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And this is Claire McKenna in for Andrea Gilligan this week. And today we're bringing back our Ask Me Anything series, where we put your questions to people from interesting backgrounds or working in different careers. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like to work in the kitchen of a Michelin star restaurant? Is there as much pressure in the kitchen as portrayed on movies and TV? And do they get to eat that food at the end of the day? Is the staff dinner up to that level? Well, you're going to get to ask these questions and more of James Moore, executive chef and co-owner of Delir Street Restaurant. Well, you are very welcome, James. Hello. Move yourself into the microphone there. I have already asked you in the ad break if you've watched The Bear. Not enough, you say, but there are some similarities to real life.
Yes, just some of the screaming and the high pressure and the everyone running around like maniacs.
You've trained in restaurants like that?
A few, yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Right, well, let's go to people's questions. Adam got in touch with this question.
Hi, I was just wondering if the environment in the kitchen is as aggressive as is shown in TV shows.
Yeah, see, everyone's watching The Bear. This is what's going on. So when you say aggressive, are we talking like Gordon Ramsay screaming and roaring, or is it the fact that you're shouting, you know, two duck, five chicken? You know, is that just the nature of the beast?
Some places you have a chef that's just a little unhinged and, you know, screaming all day, and it gets to a point where you're scared to do anything just in case it's wrong, and then you get the screamer, you know, the hairdryer, we call it. But a lot of places, you know, the head, if it starts from the top, you know, if the owner, head chef, is a bit more sort of patient, you know, it's a much better environment, you know, because these people do work for you. They work long hours. They work really hard. So it's better to nurture them and be positive and than scream with them all day. You want people to be happy coming to work.
And did you make that decision when you were going to open your own kitchen that, you know, you were going to try and keep shouting to a minimum?
Yes, I don't shout. I have shouted, don't get me wrong. I'm not immune to that, but I do my best to keep it calm and be nice to the staff. I had a chef at my last place I worked at in New York, Ronnie Emborg. He's a Danish guy. He flipped everything on the heads, the way he treats staff, cares about staff. So I took a lot from him on how I run the business and manage and things like that.
Absolutely love it. Right, Ellen wants to know this.
So as a Michelin star chef, are friends of yours and family like ever intimidated to cook for you? You know, do they ever shy away from asking you to dinner parties?
I don't get a lot of time to go to dinner parties, but I am an easy guest. I just give me some booze, feed me, and don't ask me to clean up, and I'm the happiest person alive.
I mean, do people say that? Do people put a meal in front of you and say, oh, and this is not going to be up to your standards? Do you get that constantly?
They do. But I have low standards, you know, at home. You know, when I get home, all I eat is sandwiches. If you looked at my kitchen in the cupboards and fridge, you know, I've got tomatoes, mayonnaise, bread, cheese and ham. That's basically, and Pringles. That's my staple. So I'm an easy guest.
And that's an occupational hazard, isn't it, of chefs? I mean, my own brother's one, so I know you work long hours. You're in, you know, at the start of the day to late at night. You're tasting all day, so you never really get a chance to sit down and have a meal. And then when you get home and try to wind down, you're not going to start cooking something up.
Yeah, we do. We do have a staff food. We have a staff meal every day. We, 3:30 to 4. So we do cook for the whole team, the front and the back. We sit down, have a drink some coffee, eat the stuff, but, you know, it's only one meal a day. So when we do finish work, you know, the stomach is grumbling. But where I live, there's nothing open. So I have to have my little groceries in the fridge for when I get home to make my little sandwiches. That's about it.
Ham and toasty, classic, an absolute classic.
Not toasted. This is just
plain.
Plain bread. Yeah.
You haven't even got the energy for toasting at that stage. Nikki has this question for you.
What is the smallest amount of effort that makes the biggest impact on a meal?
Smallest amount of effort. I think just seasoning and getting the balance, you know, like a little bit of lemon juice or lime or some sort of acid sort of can make something alive. So I just feel like, yeah, acid. Just add a little bit of acid and it makes everything taste much better.
Okay.
Salt and acid.
Get your salt.
Salt, acid, fat. Boom.
Okay. Everything. Butter, salt. Bit of lime juice can do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that one. That's a good one. And we've gotten this voicemail message from Jackie.
With the recent wave of restaurant closures, do you feel concerned about the future of your livelihood? Or are there emerging opportunities within the industry that gives you some hope?
Yeah, I mean, that's very topical, isn't it? And you know, it must be tough going to be running a restaurant and keep hearing this doom and gloom about your own industry.
Yeah, I don't. I just see on like all the food or Instagram that a lot of places are closing. You know, it's heartbreaking to see because anyone that opens a business, you know, they put all their money, all their time, all their effort, and to have something close, it's heartbreaking. But we're lucky, you know, we're busy, so I'm very happy that we're doing that as well as we are. So, but yeah, it's very concerning. You know, it's, and all these restaurants going out of business. You know, what's going to happen after that? You know, there's no restaurants, there's no cafes. It's just going to be a bare city. So it's a bit.
Is it getting tougher with the VAT rate?
It's hard, yeah. It's a big difference. So hopefully they can switch it back to 9. You know, we've got to manage the costs. You know, every day we're looking at numbers, doing the best we can. But yeah, hopefully they go back. But I don't know. I don't know what's happening with that.
Yeah, but so far Dallaire Street is doing well.
We're doing well. Yeah, we're busy. We're busier than ever. So we are extremely thankful. You know.
And the Michelin star really does get the message out there, doesn't it? And people are excited to come and celebrate. If they haven't heard of you, often that can put you on the map.
Yeah, we get it. We get a huge, there's so many Americans in Dublin. It's crazy. And a lot of people, you know, they come over, they look at the app Michelin Guide or they Google Michelin restaurants. And we're just lucky that we're in this small group of Michelin star restaurants that they go to.
Well, somebody asks, in relation to that, do you regret getting a Michelin star? Is it a hard accolade to maintain? Can you become trapped by it?
I've been, the Michelin star saved, not saved a business, but as soon as we got it, business increased. You know, it means we can hire more staff, the food, we can elevate the food by better ingredients. So yeah, it is hard to maintain it. It's a lot of stress, but it's the same. We serve the same food we did before we got the star. It's just, we just got recognised and now people are coming through the door.
And was that your aim? Did you always have your sights on a star?
I just wanted a busy restaurant. We just did the best food, the best service we could. And it was always a dream. You know, you don't want to be going telling people you don't want to jinx it, but it's always a dream. You know, I've always worked in Michelin star restaurants. So it was a dream come true getting it. But yeah, it's just, nothing's changed. We have the same team. We cook the same food. We have the same systems.
Okay, interesting. I always wondered what's expected. Is it just a high level of food? I mean, do you have to have all those minute little details? Is that what's important, or is it just really good food at the essence?
I think it's just good food. Good food that's consistent. You know, with the Michelin Guide, they come in maybe 3, 4, 5 times a year. So if every plate, you know, we check everything all day. We're constantly checking, tasting, trying to maintain the standard. And, you know, we maintained it the last year and we got the star and here we are.
Fantastic. Please ask the chef, do sous chefs still shout sommage?
I haven't heard that in 12 years, but that was just, I had a French chef. He'd call all these tickets in French. I don't speak a lick of French, but I figured it out what he was saying eventually.
And do you call each other chef?
I don't. No, they call me chef. Sometimes I just call everyone by their name, but the staff call me chef. And they sometimes call each other chef.
Okay, but it's not a hard and fast rule.
No, but there's some places, you know, it's like everyone calls each other chef. You know, like, who are you talking to? Who knows, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All the heads turning. What would be your death row meal? We're not sentencing you or anything, but if this happened.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream. And not the good stuff. I'm talking like crappy, cheap mint chocolate chip, like the neon green ice cream.
Okay, and that's all you want? You don't want starter, main course, dessert?
2 litres.
Okay.
2 litres,
okay, and send you on your way happy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've so far heard ham and cheese sandwich and dodgy mint choc ice cream, so I don't even know how I can ask you this question, but how do you come up with the meals with that palate?
you mean like how do we come up with the dishes?
Yeah.
We sit down, whether it be the chefs, our restaurant manager Scott has a big influence as well. We sit down and just think about food we want to eat, and then we have a plan, and then we make something, and then usually it's a lot of sort of redos and adjustments, and then finally we get a dish we like, and then on it goes.
Off it goes. Well, another texter says, we were in Dallaire Street last Friday for a friend's 50th. It was amazing. Food was incredible. Restaurant and staff were second to none. Thank you all again. That is from Mairead. Somebody else wants to know, does it bother you if someone doesn't finish their meal?
No, I just asked. We had a couple of people the other day, they stopped the